Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All of a sudden, we hear Jamie like, hey, do you have MS? Like, and we're like, what the
That's
fuck?
That's not what I say in the commercial.
I don't know. Whatever. It's an MS commercial. You know, I don't know. Not today.
This is Jamie Lee.
And this is Robert Eiler. I want to do something in the beginning that we never do, which is give out our email.
Yeah.
NotTodayPalPodcast@gmail.com. And our phone number is 512-387-1880. And if you want to leave us voicemails about something that's not, Top Gun was a good movie. Like, we get it. We've heard enough of those. Leave us voicemails. Yeah. We'll call you back too. People have been seen now.
Listen, I've sent someone pots and pans. We're looking to connect.
So I want to talk about something that you're going to be excited to talk about. Your love of Big Brother. You love the show Big Brother.
Yeah.
Can you tell? Yeah. Is Big Brother?
I haven't watched Big Brother in a couple of years. But Big Brother is a reality competition show where they put, I forget how many, maybe 14, 12 strangers in a house, and it's on a soundstage, and there's cameras everywhere. So there's no cameramen, there's no other people except the people that are in the house. And each week there is voted, or you win, you play a competition, you win the head of household. So you get to sleep in the big bedroom upstairs, and you are the one that decides in the midweek, who is on the quote-unquote chopping block. So you nominate two people to be evicted from the house. Am I doing okay?
No, I just like that you love this so much.
Okay. It's... And then there's a competition called a power veto competition where everyone in the house competes, and the two people on the chopping block can win, or somebody else can win. Whoever wins can either take themselves off the chopping block or take somebody else off, and then the head of household puts somebody else. And then secretly they all vote. They go one at a time and vote who they want kicked out of Big Brother.
And what
and
you
then
love
it
about
dwindles
the show
down.
Is like the
so there's
scamming.
Alliances that are made,
right.
And that they're
backstabbing.
And there's a lot of backstabbing, and it's a game of lying. But
yes.
Particularly, I was very into it when I was pregnant with my first kid and Cutter was away playing baseball. So I was alone all the time in my house. And they have a 24/7 feed of these people. So 24/7, you can watch them and listen to them and watch what they're doing. I've watched them sleep. I watched people hook up. I've watched them poop. Like, I was so, and I even joined a Facebook page of one of the people in it that I hated.
Oh, yeah. You said that was like the lowest moment of your life.
Lowest,
right?
Lowest. When I joined, I can't even remember her name, Paige. I did.
Yeah. And you were like,
I was 9 months pregnant, but like I needed to get my feelings about what an asshole I thought this girl was.
Right. It was the opposite of a fan club. It was like a hate club.
I hate her.
Yeah.
I hate her.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
meanest I've ever been.
Did it make you feel better going on there and talking
yes,
shit?
Yes. I needed to get these feelings out with people that understood me.
And it was the meanest you've ever been.
Ever. Wow. Ever. Ever. I mean, I wasn't wishing anything bad to happen to her, but I needed her to know what she was doing.
And you made friends with...
She was a bully.
You made friends with people on that show. Did you ever run into her by any chance?
No, but...
Oh, that would have been great. Because you would have been so fake. I'm like,
hi!
Yeah,
but my friends and I hired this company. I can't remember what they're called. Reality Rush or something like that. And they help you reenact your favorite reality show. So they helped at my friend Lance's house. There was 10 of us. And we played the game of Big Brother over the course of a weekend. And they set it up. And they had all the competitions and everything. It was one of the best weekends of my life.
And that's what I wanted to bring up to you was that. But also, wouldn't you love to do it with YMH?
Oh my God, it would be so fun.
I want.
I already know who I want to be in an alliance with.
She gets so excited for it because Jamie does not lie in real life, and she's not a bad person. But this gives her a pass to be backstabbing and lying and this, and she just wants that pass so bad.
And he's in my alliance.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm claiming him.
Good luck.
What do you mean? He's going to win all the competitions. He's the physical. He's the brawn. I'm the brains. We got this.
Keep going.
All right. We'll see if she's there for you, Annie. Who didn't show up to the fucking holiday party and who did show up? That's all I'm saying.
Rob was there. Jamie was there.
Rob showed up. Who said they were going to show up and didn't show up?
Jamie.
And what's going to happen in that game? She's going to tell you she'll have your back.
She's not going to be there.
And by the way, this is the start of the game right here.
She winked at me.
We're planting seeds right now. This is how the whole game will go. Imagine like 7 days of this. Like
so fun.
How long are these people trapped in this house?
People will start a GoFundMe to do this. I'm down. We could do it right in here, in this building.
So what I wanted to ask you is, who do you think would be your biggest competition out of everyone here?
You.
Oh, no way. I'm not competitional because I won't do what it takes to win.
I think you'd be really good at it.
No. I won't do what it takes to win.
Why?
Because if it came down to like having to lie to you or lie to one of these guys.
We need a prize that's worth it for you to fight for. They're fighting for $500,000. Then we would need a GoFundMe. That's what I was talking about, though.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because
you're right.
The people in Big Brother on CBS, shout out CBS, they're playing for $500,000.
Even if it was like, let's say they raised 100 grand, I wouldn't want to do what it takes to win. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't want to have to lie to fucking, let's say,
I mean,
fucking Cutter's in the mix.
Mentally break down. I mean, they're in there for 6, 7, 8 weeks.
Listen, if I was
no contact with the outside world, no contact with family. I remember during 9/11, they had to like, they showed them like a producer come in and explain to them what was happening in the
world.
Jesus, yeah.
I didn't have to explain to them what 9/11 is.
I know.
That's so fucking terrible.
This woman was like going batshit crazy because she like lost a competition and she was like solitary confinement for 24 hours, literally in like a padded room.
Yeah, they do fucking shit.
And like they had like her kid like record something and he was like, "Hi, mommy." And she was like, baby, like screaming, crying to the point where I almost felt really bad watching it.
Yeah, well, that's what happens for sure. Sometimes,
but I still did.
I am so hooked on fucking 90 Day Fiancé and the stuff. Jamie, you would love it if you would watch. But here's the problem. They'll have 5 or 6 couples. They just need to separate it into one couple at a time because there's some couples that are unreal, but then you have to go through the other ones, and then eventually I just give up because I'm like, I don't care about these other guys. Jamie, there's a couple on there. This guy is the doofiest. Like, just
real, but
biggest,
like real.
It's so real. This guy is the biggest putz. Can you look up Gino and Jasmine, please? This guy is the biggest putz ever. And this chick is like Spanish soap opera hot chick. And she was even hotter before she got all this work done.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So she, yeah. So, yeah. Click on the third one where they're on like the step and repeat. Yeah. Can we zoom in on her? Like, it's like a soap opera star with the biggest goofball who wears a fedora. He won't take his hat off for sex, Jamie. He doesn't take his hat off.
He won't take his hat because he's afraid of his
bald
head.
And she says that he can't come like in the bedroom. He can't come for her like having sex. Like, yo, it is so, Jamie.
They talk about this on TLC.
Jamie, you would love what. So now she's living in, I forget, I think it might be Peru. Maybe. I don't know. That might be wrong. And he's sending her money for her wedding dress because she's coming to America. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I keep sending money. Like, he's working hard. He's sending her money. Yeah, I think they met online. And he's always going down there. He's sending her money. Finally, she gets the fucking 90-day. Like, they've been on for years, and they couldn't get the visa. And they finally got the fucking visa. She comes over, and he's like, yeah, where's the whatever it is, $5,000, $10,000 that I sent you for your wedding dress? Or like, where's your wedding dress? She's like, oh, no, I didn't. She got butt implants with the money that he sent for, I don't know if they were good, but she got butt implants with
the
money.
She also has breast implants.
Oh, yeah, big time. But she had those before. And
thanks for the zoom in.
And she says the reason that she's with this guy is because she's like, I'm attracted to a guy like this who's the biggest fucking nerd ever, because all guys before cheated on me. Like, I would be with good looking guys. And she's like, I know he won't. So she doesn't try and lie and say, I think he's so handsome. Right. She's like, I think he's ugly. Like, I think he's not cool.
But he'll never leave me.
Yeah. And she's like, but basically he'll do whatever I say. Like, she forces him to do
whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, and then she finds out later that his thing is getting peed on. So she's like, yeah, he finally came in the bedroom because I peed on... Jamie, they are so fucking awesome. and insane. And now, like, this guy's so lucky to be with this chick physically. She's in the car and she drops her cell phone. You know, there's like that little area in between. And she reaches down and she finds a thing of lip gloss. And she thinks that he's cheating on her. Yo, she fucking spazzes. And she's in the middle. She's in Michigan for the first time. Filming it all. She's freezing cold. She's like never been cold in her life because she's from fucking Peru or whatever. She's screaming in the middle of a parking lot, hysterical crying. And she's like, it feels like someone is scratching my face. Like she's just full on freaking out. And then, by the way, 24 hours later, they're back to fucking normal. It is.
But they're still together.
Yeah.
Do you keep up on them? Do you look them up to check up?
Oh, I'm obsessed with these two.
Wow.
I'm Gino and Jasmine. And he's like, yeah, Jasmine did. And he has like this fucking Wisconsin or Michigan horrible accent. Everything. It is. So, and then he's like.
Are they trying for babies?
I don't know. But I know he had a fucking a bachelor party before she showed up. And he lied and said he did not have a bachelor. I mean, it is. So, and then she finds out he has a bachelor party and he's like, everyone does it, Jasmine. And it is, it's just the best TV because you're like, yo, if this guy was just honest. So then she's like, oh, I'm not good enough. So now I have to go get more lip injections and face injections. And she goes to get more surgery. And he's like, why are you doing this with our money? We need our money. And she's like, well, because you don't think I'm hot. Yo, it is so fucking crazy.
God, what a train wreck.
It's my favorite. It's my absolute favorite.
Did you tell everyone that Cutter almost won $1 million in?
Cutter almost won $1 million. Yo, bleep out the name of it.
Cutter almost won $1 million in some fantasy.
Yo, so
thing.
There were 11,000 entries into this thing
for $250.
He first place is $1 million, and he finished 10th. But
he needed one touchdown.
When we were watching the game, it was like Chiefs were driving, and it was like, if this guy gets a touchdown, Cutter could win $1 million.
If Rice got a touchdown, because no one else in the nine in front of him had Rice,
yo, it was intense.
He would have won, and he dropped it.
And by the way,
did you remember when...
it was a bad throw.
No, it was a bad throw. Yeah. Mahomes' like arm went like wanky.
These guys
for
don't
a
watch
minute.
Football. These guys don't care.
How did Cutter react when that happened, though?
Very silent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a real...
By the way, he still won a lot of money.
He won 10 grand from 250 bucks. Yeah. And by the way, like, I know from poker...
And didn't say a word. And I was like, why aren't we happy?
When there's 11,000 people in a competition and you get fucking 10th, that's insane.
He was more upset because he was like, this will never... happened to me again.
But also
in
it was like
life.
If he didn't like he there was a play where this guy fumbled. If he didn't fumble, Cutter would have won 50,000.
That's right.
So Cutter was just fucking it was a tough day.
And
but
I didn't
a fun
invite
day.
Him back. Cutter's had a rough week.
Yeah. Cutter gets the shit end of the stick sometimes. And this you want to do a
he can cry into his check. Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to do wait. When we were watching the football, do you remember what happened?
My commercial came on?
Yamie Lee's commercial came on.
I was face down in my couch.
Yeah, you were face down. Cutter was massaging your butt, right? This is what we do on Sundays, guys. Jamie is face down on the couch while me and Cutter are watching TV. And with one hand, Cutter has $1 million in the line. One hand, Cutter's massaging Jamie's butt. It's fucking crazy. There's madness going on. And all of a sudden, we hear Jamie like, hey, do you have MS? Like, and we're like, what the
That's
fuck?
That's not what I say in the commercial.
I don't know, whatever. It's an MS commercial, you know? I don't know. And it's for like a MS medication. And Jamie's in the fucking living room. So then everybody starts texting Jamie, you know, oh, we just saw you during the fucking Chiefs game. But what made me laugh really hard was when, remember somebody wrote from Not Today, Pal? What is your medication called?
Kesimpta.
Kesimpta.
They wrote, they commented, not today, Kesimpta.
Yeah, not today, Kesimpta. Oh, man, we were fucking cracking up while Cutter's just rubbing your butt and your face down.
Yep.
It was
a typical Sunday.
All right.
This is Yamie Lee. Oh, well, speaking of, do I read this one?
Sure. If you whatever one you want, you can pick. I don't know. Okay. I'm sure people are already mad that I was talking about 90 Day Fiancé.
Hey, this message is for Jamie. I was diagnosed with relapsing remitting MS about 3 years ago and when I was 39. Only my wife and a few good friends know. I haven't been able to tell my parents or my children who are 10 and 13. I've been lucky enough to not have many physical symptoms. How did you tell your family and are your kids aware? Keep them high and tight, Ryan.
Why is that not for me?
I didn't say it was not for you.
No, they said, Ryan said.
Oh.
This is not for, this is messages for Jamie.
Right. Well, this is a two, I don't know.
This is a two-person
Let's
pod.
Let's hear your Ryan. 2 cents.
My family doesn't know, so I have no advice for him. Go ahead. You do.
Well, my family learned the news with me because I was only 20. Yes, my kids are aware. They have two very different understandings, although your kids are older. My five-year-old, it's hard for him to understand. He's very angry about it, to be honest, and I let him be angry about it. He wants me to be like other moms, and I'm not, and that's okay. We work it out. My 10-year-old is super understanding about it, super patient, super loving. I think I felt the longer I kept it a secret, the more, like, bad feelings I had that I didn't deserve to have. Like, I felt a lot of shame about it. I felt a lot of guilt about it. I felt embarrassed about it. So who am I to say when is the right time for you, Ryan? But I can tell you that once I had more people know in my life, the more help I received, the more compassion I received, the more love I received, and the better I felt, because it just, it felt, when you hold a secret, it just, automatically puts kind of like this heaviness around you. So my advice would be to you to just tell them and be honest and be open and say why it's taken you a long time. I think you'll be surprised with how well this unfortunate news will be received. And I wish you well, and I hope that you continue to stay really healthy.
And for anybody, I don't think we've ever talked about it, but for anybody who doesn't know, what is MS?
Right.
Have we talked about it?
I mean, I think I like mention it here and there because this is not necessarily the place to like talk about it.
Well, I don't see disabilities. I know you get that bomb ass parking spot when we go out, but otherwise, I don't see, I don't notice.
I have had MS for 22 years.
What?
It's a neurological degenerative disease that affects your central nervous system. It affects everybody differently. Some affects your eyes, your hands, your legs. For me, it affects my gait.
Your gait?
My gait, my walking.
Oh, I've never heard it put that way.
Called your gait.
Really?
Your gait? Your G-A-I-T?
You guys know about that?
I'm smart.
Yeah.
You knew, Chad.
Well, of course, Chad. Of course, Chad's hot. Well, how's your gait, Jamie? It's fine, dude. Don't worry about it.
Jesus.
But it doesn't affect my sitting and talking.
You all knew
this.
The term gait?
I don't know if I knew that.
You didn't
know
it any?
Good. We got.
Okay. No.
Really?
Yeah. I love how the no's are always quiet. The fucking Chad's like, yeah, you idiot. And everyone else just lets me fucking die out here. No. Thanks, guys. Jesus Christ.
Man, I'm sick, bro.
That's funny. Sure.
Okay, I'm moving on to another one because I don't like to talk about it that much. How do you wipe?
this is to go from what we hate to talk about to what we love to talk about.
So a few years back, while I was doing a drunk impression of me wiping my ass in a room full of people, I found out that half of the room, confused by my impression, squat over the toilet while they wipe, while the other half lean to one side of the toilet and reach their hand down the open side to wipe. I have been asking people the last few years how they wipe their ass, and I think statistically there are more leaners than wipers. Well, at least in Ireland, anyway. Best regards, Paul.
Shout out.
How do you say
Ireland.
Paul in an Irish accent?
Hi, Paul.
Paul.
You wipe your
Best
ass.
Best regards, Paul.
Wipe your ass, Paul. So this was like the biggest topic of our podcast we had before this, pajama pants.
Yeah.
It was I Stand With Rob. We had to have
That's
t-shirts.
Right.
I Stand With
That's
Rob because
right.
I was talking on the podcast and I was like, yeah, well, when I stand up and wipe and fucking Cassim was like, you do what? Like, he thought it was the craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah, I'm a stand and wipe guy. I always, I can't even imagine. You know what? I broke my right arm when I was young and it was in a cast for a while. I wonder if that's when I went from sitting to standing, because I do think when I was younger, I was taught to do it sitting, and then I was like, this is stupid.
Both my kids stand.
Yeah, you squat for the first couple of wipes, you squat over the
But also the one of my kids' legs like hang off the toilet, so he doesn't have like a choice.
What about what fellas in here? What are we doing on the toilet?
Oh, definitely sitting.
Yeah.
You're a leaner.
Yeah, lean.
You're all a leaner?
I stand with Rob.
Hell yeah, bro.
That's the wildest thing I've ever heard. Like, you're not afraid to just stand up with like shit in your
I
ass
know.
No
That's
because
how I feel.
So I do it's like it's so from your sitting you go to like a half stand, you're like crouching over the toilet, and then anything that might happen would go into the toilet, but no, it's a very neat thing. And then as soon as things are like, you know, half clean, like 50% clean up, then you could kind of move around and if you have to take a step out and then finish wiping.
When would you have to take a step out?
Well, when you eventually you're like, I can't keep bending at the knee. You know what I mean?
You like sit. Your quads are shaking?
Yeah. You start to be like, all right, I don't want to. No, but I don't even get to that point. Like, you get a, you know, once it's like, I use only baby wipes. Once the baby wipe is not like totally dirty anymore, then I could get out. It's like when you detail a car. I step out and then I detail.
Nicely put.
Yeah, I think that's the move. But I think most people now don't even have to stand because most people are using the bidets now.
Mm.
I feel, right? Because once they started selling them for like $19.99,
the everyone tushies?
Was just fucking, yeah, everybody was just yeah. like that.
Everyone was bougie.
Yeah, I think standing, try it out.
Stand with Rob.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Give it a move.
Give it, see how, you know, switch it up. You've been doing something the same for 30 years. Switch it up a little bit. Switch up the stance. Switch up the stance, guys. Do we have a memory lane?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, I know this.
Is that at the first
the
premiere?
The third season premiere.
Oh, wow. I never would have guessed that.
Right? Third season premiere. So that's...
Is that the biggest your butt ever was, you think?
I think it's the angle.
You sure?
I don't know. Maybe my ass was big that time.
Right there.
A lot of Jamie butt talk on this episode.
I know.
A lot of butt talking. Yeah. Hey, this is what.
Now we know the title of the episode.
You're putting it in front of me. I'm just talking about what I'm, you know what I mean? She's laying face down, ass up on the couch on Sunday. What are you going to, you know? She brought it up. She brought that up too, I think.
I think this is 2000.
Nope. What?
One?
She did not.
Oh, would we like to possibly place a little wager on this?
Did I what?
Hold on. Someone wanted to speak.
I was down memory lane.
Hold on, Jamie. Somebody wanted to speak. Jamie didn't bring up that she was face down?
No, I'm pretty sure that was you first.
Okay, so what do you want to put? What did I lose to you? 120? You want to put that 120, double or nothing?
Sure.
Okay, 120. If somebody's outside...
What are the terms of the bet?
That
well,
Jamie...
Make it very clear.
Jamie was the one who
I
said...
I think I did say it.
That she was face down, ass up on the couch. That she was in that position. She brought it up, and then I was like, oh, yeah, you were doing this.
I said I was face down on the couch, and he's... Oh, no, but then
no, but
you said Cutter was massaging my butt.
Because that's what was going on. He was massaging her ass.
Okay, yeah, so what's the bet here?
Jamie brought up the position that she was in. I didn't say Jamie's on the couch with her ass up.
We were talking about you.
No, because Jamie
just commented on you talking about her ass, though.
Jamie confirmed that she brought it up, and now you're pulling back.
No, I brought up being face down.
That's what I'm talking about.
But then you said, face down in my couch.
You brought up that you were face down on the couch. Right, and then I said Cutter is massaging your butt. That's what was happening. But you brought up. I just said we were watching the game.
This is getting specific.
How did we get to this? How did we get to talking about her being face down on the couch?
Because she brought it up.
No. I'm saying how did we get there though? Because we just said like, yo, there's a lot of Jamie's butt talk coming out of you on this episode, right?
Right.
And then you were like, well, she brought it up first.
I was not going to bring up how Jamie was on the couch. I was saying we were watching football. Right? We were watching football. And then Jamie was like, yeah, I was face down on the couch.
But then you brought up the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Cutter was massaging her butt. That's what was going on during that time.
You know what? I've done this with you before. I'm a dip out.
Bro,
please. You win this one, bro.
Please. I wasn't like, oh, you know what Jamie was doing? Your butt was up on the couch. Jamie was like,
no.
I was face down on the couch. When you're face down.
Ass up. Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so conditionally speaking, she brought up the ass because she said she was face down. I got you.
Cutter was massaging her butt.
In the defense of the memory lane photo, there's literally like light shining off of my butt in this photo. Like it's like it's as if there's like a spotlight on my ass. And it does look
I don't know. I just see three beautiful people. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, was I right? Third season premiere 2001?
Nailed it. At the Hilton Hotel in New York.
At the Hilton?
Probably a fancy Hilton. I don't know. It just says Hilton Hotel.
Yeah, on 6th Avenue.
Hilton
you know
Hotel
that huge
in
Hilton in 6th Avenue? There was like always a lot
of
things.
Oh, yeah, like
there.
Charity events were there and shit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I'm still not sure about what was going on. What else do I got?
Do a cup?
You want to go in the cup? No, oh, you know what? Remember when Chad said that he...
What's happening?
Everybody just assumes things are bad all the time.
Dude, we're like 25 episodes into the show. I know how it goes.
No, this is nothing bad.
Okay.
Everybody just assumes.
Okay.
Remember when Chad said that we were talking about movies that make you cry.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I think he might have said he was on a date and he held back from crying.
I don't remember that.
We were talking about movies that make you cry. Is it something like that? Was that right, Chad?
Yeah, that was something I said, yeah.
Right. And then, so all I wanted to ask everybody was, how would you feel about a guy crying on a first date? Is that all right, Chad?
Yeah, that's a fair question.
Okay. Sorry.
About a movie?
Yeah, or even if what if he was like deep in conversation at dinner and all of a sudden a guy starts crying? Are you like, is that a turn off?
It's all depends on what we're talking about, what we're watching. Honestly, yeah, it depends what we're talking about or what we're watching.
Okay, what if it's just like a kind of sad movie and he's like, and walking out of theater, he's just like crying.
Little red flag.
Red flag.
Yeah, if I'm being honest.
Yo, I love, this is what we're all about here. Yeah. Yeah. None of you guys have ever cried on a first date, have you?
Fuck no.
No.
And he's like, I've never cried.
It takes me a fucking year to do that bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, wow, but you do it.
I mean, probably.
I've been with Cutter 12 years. I think I've seen him cry 3 times.
Wow. I'm surprised he didn't cry on Sunday about the million.
Maybe he did.
Yeah.
I was just face down on the couch, so I wouldn't know.
Well, I don't want to say what your ass was doing, but... yeah, go ahead. Let's go into the
couch. Okay.
Have you ever had a guy cry breaking up with him?
Yes.
Oh, how was that?
Twice.
That was one finger. Twice.
Best songs to sing drunk at a bar. Listen.
I think they are. Most people have headphones and they have no choice.
It's Don't Stop Believin', and I'm not saying it because it's a song that's affiliated with us, but that is a song that will always get a bar behind you singing it, and it's my favorite song in the world, and it was before we ever filmed the finale of The Sopranos.
It was one of my favorite songs ever. It's not anymore.
Really? It's been ruined?
I just heard it too many times. And like
Journey,
you know,
I stand. And then, like, Steve Perry, greatest voice of all time. Love it. Along with Josh Groban.
Here's the truth. It used to be a song that, like, it came on, like, everybody sang. But now I feel like when it comes on, it's a song everyone looks at me, and I get very uncomfortable.
I get it, yes.
You know, and everybody expects me to, like...
But it says drunk. So if I'm drunk at this bar, I don't mind everybody looking at me. But if I'm not drunk, I'll probably dip low, because I don't like that attention either.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. I think Your Love by The Outfield is my favorite.
Greatest.
You know,
that's Cutter and I's song. You know,
really?
I like my girls a little bit older.
And I don't want to lose your love.
They played it at my boxing class today. That song. It was an 80s
everybody
day.
Says tonight, that is
tonight.
Just the. Oh.
I
want to get drunk just to do that fucking song one more time. And then like Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
There's some.
Yeah.
80s. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of is. All. Boys, do you have anything drunk? Best drunk songs?
I mean, are we talking white people or black people?
Just people. We don't know disabilities, no color here.
Nah,
we're just a
different.
Bunch of people.
Nah, okay,
different
so
to you,
first
man.
Give us nah, white people.
I promise you it's different. White people, we're going to have to go with the Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, oh, very
that's
white.
That's like the whitest people.
Very, very
you're
white.
Talking like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bah, bah, bah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody, bro.
Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it's black people, I mean, it's black people. There's so many options, but I'd probably go with, can we do R. Kelly anymore? We can still do R. Kelly.
Yeah, sure.
I do Step in the Name of Love, R. Kelly.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
See, I feel like the difference of those songs, though, is like when it's like, I guess to what you would say is like white people drunk songs is like yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're just like yell mm-hmm. instead of like, you know, bopping around. Yeah, yeah. You're just fucking yelling these words out. Yeah.
Yeah, the melody, the tone, irrelevant.
That's no right.
Tonight.
Just screaming. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
100%.
That's so true.
Yeah, that's the thing. In black people karaoke, if you're bad, they'll kick your ass off. They're like, boo, get your ass out of here, bro.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
for sure.
Those notes.
What, boys, what are you, any other good drunk songs that you guys like to hear when you're drunk?
Mm-hmm. I'd probably go like the Tom Petty route.
Tom Petty's great.
Skip.
American Girl or something.
Yeah, American Girl's great. There's one that has a lot of melody for You know? Yeah. You can't just yell that one.
Chad's a singer.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
hell
I
yeah.
I do sing, yeah.
You do, when you do when you go out to karaoke, what do, Chad?
Oh, I usually have fun with it. I kind of switch it up a lot. Me and Chris sang the song from Aladdin together. I did some Garth Brooks. I did some Backstreet Boys.
I Can Show You the World?
Yeah. Oh, he nice. He was Jasmine.
Obviously.
I think we need YMH karaoke night.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm just not fun with that. You guys have fun. I'm just not fun. Now that I don't drink
anymore.
Just
have a little drinky poo.
Yeah, I know. We'll be Thanks, good. Dad.
That's my favorite fucking quote.
Zolo, you got anything? Drunk, singing?
I mean, I think it's all those same ones. Just classic rock shit from the 80s. What else is in that? We're like Jesse's Girl, like all that kind of shit.
Oh, solid. Yeah. Jesse, yeah.
Also, You Can Yell Too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesse's Girl. Yeah, it's just a bunch of yelling. I remember, like, this is, you know, I'd say, like, for clubs, I think the best song ever when I was going out drinking was, yeah, the Usher.
Oh, easy.
Oh,
my
God.
For, like, fucking 7 years, bro.
That was insane. I remember being, like, I'd be at a club, and the dance floor would be, like, all, you know, at Suede. I was, like, all the way over there. And you'd hear the first fucking note of that song, and it was, I don't care if I was mid-ordering a drink. It was just take off.
That's right.
And fucking run to the dance floor. That song was the fucking best.
Banger.
Unreal. And then on a different note, like, it wasn't like the dance, this kind of thing, but when 50 Cent first came out, and then Justin Timberlake was having a fucking moment, but like Sexy
course.
Back and all that shit, when we were fucking drunk singing that shit, it was like made you feel like
Justin Timberlake
Jay-Z stud.
Concert was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Yeah, Holy Grail.
Yeah,
wow,
so dope.
Yeah, holy shit, I could just fucking let's get drunk.
Let's
fucking get,
go.
Fucking get drunk.
Come
Take that
on,
mask off and
go.
Let's fucking get drunk.
That's what you used to do when you were drunk.
Yeah,
that
there
was
we go.
Drunk Rob.
Bam. That's it, everyone. Don't worry. We're ending the episode now because it's time, not because I want to go drink. It just happens to be the right time.
It's red. The time is red.
The
telling
time
us
is
to
red.
Shut up.
We got to go. Yeah. Thanks, guys.